Hello. Welcome to my episode of the Film Magazine's Most Romantic Movie Moments podcast mini-series. My name is Jacob, and I'm a writer and deputy editor at thefilmmagazine.com, and what follows is my favorite moment of romance in cinema history. When I think of romance in cinema, I think of how it romanticizes itself. Jean-Luc Godard's Breathless and Arthur Penn's Bonnie and Clyde pay homage to American crime film of the past, folklorize passion outlaw romance, and help drive the rise of auteur cinema. David Lynch can romanticize with the best of them. His films often capture the mystique of old Hollywood cool and glamour, and, like Godard's, emphasize the importance of moments in cinematic architecture through creative editing. Lynch also benefits from the relaxing of rules surrounding sex and violence in American film that Bonnie and Clyde helped spur on. Lynch's Wild at Heart is a bizarre film, but it's grounded by the relationship between Sailor, played by Nick Cage, and Lula, played by Laura Dern. Early in the film, Sailor and Lula visit a metal concert. A man tries to dance with Lula, and Sailor halts the show for a brief beatdown before extracting an apology from the guy. Sailor gets on the microphone that the band has and prompts them to play Elvis Presley's Love Me with only the words, "Y'all know this one?" Red lights fill the frame, and Sailor ignores the piercing screams of fans as it keeps his attention fully on Lula. Then there's a cut to the two having sex, followed by a tight shot of their heads. They're doing, like, the Spider-Man kiss, and the composition resembles the yin-yang symbol. Lula looks up and says, "Sail, how come you didn't sing me Love Me Tender? You told me that was your favorite love song." Sailor responds, "I told you I was only going to sing Love Me Tender to my wife." This moment demonstrates how pop culture is a fundamental part of making connections in our romantic performance. But it also illustrates that true passion, vulnerability, and honesty transcend cinematic construction. In this moment, Sailor and Luna represent a fervent belief in the power of love, and these two lines foreshadows the couple's resilience and Nick Cage's final singing number as well. This is the kind of relationship people come to movies for. There's chaos and excitement throughout the film, but it's the characters and their romance that make the film what it is. The distillation of their passion is what really makes this one of the most romantic moments in the history of cinema.